from tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. This is the 12th Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, February the 16th, 2008. Jeannie Copeland is the speaker of this service, teaching on Miss Lucy. DVD would be better for this, as Jeannie was wearing a funny outfit and got everybody laughing.
So, I am Sister Lucy. Patty? Stop it. I have come all this way to speak to you, and how far that is, I'm not sure, but I'm definitely here. And I know you're real curious to know about myself, so I'm just going to tell you. I generally only speak at ladies' meetings, and probably the reason is because most men have the same reaction. I'm not sure exactly why, but they just seem to be really intimidated by me. I'm just so sorry. Oh, but just a little bit about my ministry. I have a Celica phone ministry. A Celica phone ministry. Now, what that is I can receive phone calls from anywhere in the world, just wherever I'm at, if I got service. Now, I have to admit that it's kind of hard down here. But people call me from just everywhere that I can get service. I will get phone calls. People needing counseling on all kinds of stuff. And you'd be surprised, most everybody needs it. And I'm just, the Lord has just given me that gift. I can just counselate them. So, I was trying to get, it actually says no service right now. I was trying to get service earlier. I thought about crawling up on that rock wall out there. I seen a woman leaning against it, and I thought, well, I could just crawl up there on it. But I was about half afraid to, because, you know, traffic goes right. I might have been guilty of causing a wreck. So, anyway, I do have a tip for you. If you are somewhere where you can't get service, let me show you what to do. And if you want to borrow some, you can. I bought a big, a pretty good sized box. You just take you some illuminated foil. And you just kind of place it somewhere on your phone, you know, like you used to do the rabbit ears on TV. It ain't working. Well, maybe a little bit. But, you know, who knows? We'll see. I'm just going to kind of wrap it up a little bit here. Now, I do have it on vibration because I don't want to disturb the speaker in any way. But if it vibrates, honey, I'm going to answer that phone because it's my ministry. Okay? So, now, something else. After service, if anybody would like some counseling on fashion, well, I would be glad to give you some tips because, as you can tell, I'm just right good at it. And so I will show you how to accessorize. That is very important for ladies, you know, learning how to accessorize your attire. So, now, well, the spirit of laughter is already here. I'm just so thankful. Y'all might as well get ready. Hallelujah. I want to read a scripture. I found this morning. I thought, this is a scripture I've got to read tonight. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. It's in the New Living Translation. crazy? It is to bring glory to God. So, just take joy, ladies, because there's been a lot of laughter going on tonight, so don't worry about it. If it seems like we're crazy, it's all right. Now, Psalms chapter 68, verse 3 says, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Woo! That's not just a suggestion. Like, if you just kind of feel like it thing. It says, we are to exceedingly rejoice. You know, everything I do seems to be exceedingly. So, this scripture is a good one. Exceedingly rejoice. And in another translation it says, but let righteous people rejoice. You're righteous. I've been hearing a lot of rejoicing tonight. Let them celebrate in God's presence. Let them overflow with joy. My goodness, am I talking to you? Are you overflowing yet? Good. Good, good, good. She's hot flashing over there. We need some air. Now, 2 Corinthians, I love this scripture. I didn't even know it was in here. And after our ladies' retreat, I was on my way home or something other. Anyway, the Lord spoke to me and he told me this. And I went home and there's absolutely scripture here that says this. He told me, he said, you are a helper of my joy. Oh, I like that. And I went home and there it was. It's in 2 Corinthians 1:24. That's what you're to be. I mean, you don't have to look like me. But you are to be a helper of his joy. Now, just kind of think of me tonight as being a like this illuminated foil. It's like a conduit for this here phone. So think of me tonight as being that for the Holy Spirit. A helper of his joy. The joy is just flowing. I see it all over you. So, you might not think you want a conduit like that, but that's just the way it is. God must have thought so, or he wouldn't have had Brother Miller bring me down here. He might not ever bring me back, but anyway, I am here tonight, and I'm going to take advantage of this. I got some vibration going on somewhere in this foil. Hang on. Hello? Y'all just bear with me. Listen. Say a command. Hello? Yes? This is Sister Lucy? Yes? Is that you, Geraldine? Well, what are you doing? Hang on just a minute. Geraldine is my sister. And she is forever calling me for counseling. This poor girl has been praying for a husband for years. And I tell her, I say, honey, just pray in the spirit. The Lord knows what she needs. For some reason, she thinks that's what will make her happy. So, anyway, this is her on the phone, so just bear with me just a minute. Geraldine, are you there? Yes? Well, I am here at a ladies' conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah? Well, you would have come with me? You would have? No, I am not going to the horse races. Why would I go to the horse race? I cannot even ride a horse. Why would I want to go race the horse? Girl? Well, I am proceeding to talk to these ladies about joy. Uh-huh. Well, I'm afraid to ask you, what do you think joy is? Would you like to guess? Not a husband either. Yes? A big piece of chocolate cake. A lot of people, they think joy depends on what you have. But that is not true. What does it depend on? Who you know? Who you know? And it ain't me. You know, I can bring you all kinds of joy, but I'm not the joy giver. You have to know the joy giver. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. I'm going to read it in two different translations. New Living says, those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return to Jerusalem singing songs of everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning is going to disappear, and they will be overcome with joy. And gladness, not just joy, but gladness too. And the other translation says, therefore, we sing a song like this, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness, joy, and sorrow, and mourning shall what? Be gone. Be gone. Hallelujah. Have you ever met Brother and Sister Prune? Have you ever been here? Brother? Brother and Sister Prune. Well, prune, like prune. Now, these are people that don't know what the joy of the Lord is. I'm not saying that that the Lord isn't serious. The Lord bless her. My banner. I'm not saying that the Lord is not serious, but in Psalms 126 it says, my mouth is filled with laughter. Filled with laughter. That means it kind of bubbles out. Yes, that's pretty joyful. Now, you know, I don't care what kind of makeup you wear. You can have your makeup tattooed, and I know plenty that's got that on there. Have you ever seen that? That just looks so painful. And I've seen them, they would come to work and their eyes would be swollen because they had that little black thing tattooed on their lid. No kidding. Well, they should have called my silicophone. I would have counseled them. And they will even put the little lip light. That is so silly. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. You know what? You can have your makeup tattooed. You can be fluffed up. You can be buffed up. And even bloated. You can. But you know what? If you got the joy, the Lord's going to shine on your face. It doesn't matter about all those other things. You talk about an extreme makeover. You know, living for the Lord shouldn't be a drag. And I have seen so many of God's people that is just dragful. You know, you never see a smile unless they're talking about somebody. Isn't that horrible? It's just so crazy. The joy of the Lord is to be your strength. To be your strength. Your mouth is to be filled with laughter. You know what? You don't stop laughing because you get old. You know what? You get old because you stop laughing. That's right. If you walk around with a prune face. Now, what exactly is that? What did she say? Now, if you walk around at the prim face in a downcast attitude. That ain't the joy of the Lord. My word! Now, you know what? You know what? I think I have got a sister being birthed. That a mother orangutan will tickle her baby every day. Now, isn't that weird? You know what an orangutan is? It's a monkey. Yeah! And she will take and tickle her baby. It actually says 10 minutes a day. Woo! Some of you don't even last that long every day. You know what? If God put it in a monkey mother's heart to tickle her baby, He must have been what He was talking about. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Did you know there is deliverance from depression?
Yes. Yeah.
When you laugh. You know, sometimes He'll take goofy people that don't know much better and put things in their minds to do, and they're just goofy enough to do it. I bet it is drilled in again. Bless her heart. Hello? Yes? Yes, Geraldine, I am still here. No, I haven't went to no horse race. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Strikes me that sometimes. I am talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Yes? Joy is one of them, yes. The only kind of fruit you like is strawberries. Lord, she is spiritual, ain't she? I'm going to bring her down here. No, I'm not going to stop and get you any strawberries on the way home. Goodbye. I am busy. Oh, some people just don't get it. Bless her heart. She is my sister. She probably don't know me. I think she's embarrassed. Second Corinthians chapter 10. This is a very familiar scripture. Don't go running off. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, if you're thinking things that's not godly right now, you better bring it into captivity. Now, your weapons are mighty. And did you know? Joy is a mighty weapon. You probably didn't know that, but you will remember it now. Joy is a mighty weapon. Yes! Well, how do you use joy for deliverance? By faking the word? By just laughing. I mean, you don't have to have something in front of you to laugh at. Although it does help. Bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. Now, I don't want you going home from here and thinking every time a negative thought might come to you like, well, I just don't feel like going to church today. I just don't feel well enough. I'm just going to stay home. Well, that's a bad thought. So bring it into captivity. Or something like, my leg's just killing me. Well, Lord have mercy. Why would you voice something like that? Your leg is killing you? Who wants to die? Well, when you speak that, death starts working because you confessed it. That's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Now, some of the other stuff is, my husband just doesn't love me anymore. Well, my Lord, do something about it. Good grief! You know, you can whine and carry on all you want, but only you can take care of that part. Women, you know what? It is so easy to put the blame on him. But you're the one that can spice it up. Lord! Woo! I went through the house. Now, this is funny. Brother Glenn, you can close your ears. I went through the house the other day, and my husband was sitting on the couch, and he was just flabbergasted. Wait, I love it. I'm serious. My wardrobe to make sure I look presentable because I have different things I wear for different places. And I didn't want to offend the gentleman that would be here. So I had to tone myself down a little bit. But I went through the living room and he like fell off the couch. It was just too funny. And you better turn that table. You better not even show him that. Oh my goodness, I forgot. But you know what I've done? I went right over and plopped in his lap. And you know what? He laughed. Woo! So you can back that. It's up to you. Woo! If you need to flap and back and blow up, well, I didn't get after it. Lord! Mercy! Be creative. Now, how do we get on that? You know, some of us are just worry warts. You know, I have seen people that if they don't have something to worry about, they will absolutely make it up. Like, what do you think if this happened, or, you know, what if that happened, or, you know, the Bible says, think on good things. Don't go supposing anything. I've got a boy like that, and I tell him, I say, son, I don't even want to suppose nothing. Just stop it. My goodness. You know, it takes exercise. You have to exercise your mind to think on good things. There's lots of times you do. And speaking of exercise, I am thinking very seriously. Y'all can give me your opinion on this. I am thinking very seriously of creating a exercise video. I knew you would like it. And I'm going to call it a Walking with the Lord and Sister Lucy. See, baby? I think you'd like that. I haven't worked out the details, but anyway. You know what? Changing our mind sometimes is like turning the dial on the radio. My husband says I do that real well. But you know what? I bet y'all do too. Forget changing the channel on the TV. Oh my goodness. I live in a household with all guys. I got two sons and a husband. I don't even get to touch the remote. Forget trying to learn how to work the thing and punch the right button. I have to wait till they leave the house, and then it takes me forever to know what button to push. I think it's a guy thing. You know what my husband said? That, he's going to kill me. Only if y'all tell him. My husband said that he wanted to spend time with God while I was gone up here, so I decided I would help him out. Is that pretty? Just a minute. Oh, excuse me. Probably having the pity party. They're supposed to be getting close to the Lord. Oh, just a minute, my phone's ringing. Hang on. I mean, that ringing, you know, it's getting a bit funny. Hello? Hello? Hello, honey? Yes, I'm here. I'm here with this. Yeah? TV remote! Why would I have your TV remote? Well, my word, you said you was going to get close to God. Well, this is a good opportunity. Well, I love you too. You see there, it's good to be a helpmate sometimes. So sometimes you might have to just cause that little old thing to disperse. Woo! Well, y'all stand up. Stand up. You know what? I can do that. The Lord, it is warm in here. Would you please turn that thing off? You know, there is definitely deliverance in joy, in laughter. And as my mother was giving me this great introduction last night, it tickled me because never in a million years would anybody ever catch me like this. I've done good to sing a song in front of a crowd. I remember as a teenager having to sing with mother and my sister and being terrified, wishing the song would hurry up and end so I could go sit down. You know, when Dale proposed to me, I couldn't tell him I loved him because I was just so backward and shy. And God has truly brought a deliverance for me. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I was. And God wants to deliver you tonight. He wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. You don't have to dress up and look goofy. My help. It does weird things when you do this. It really does weird things. You kind of feel the part. So try it sometime. But I really want you to think about, just take a moment and think about things that might have stole your joy. What has stole your joy? I have to stand back here.
He wants you back here so the video can see you. He's
Now, I want you to stop for a minute and think about what has stole your joy. Do you know fear is one of the worst joy stealers that there is? And how do you get rid of fear? Well, you can do that too, but you have to walk in it. You have to walk in it. I mean, it can be cast out, but the next time it's, something is facing you, you got to put your foot on it and just go through it. And so I want you to think for a minute, what has stolen your joy? And the Lord wants to set you free. There's been a lot of laughter going on, and I just wouldn't be surprised if the whole, if the spirit of laughter didn't fall on each one of you that need it. Because God is here to set you free with joy. Free from oppression. Did you know it is amazing how many people are on antidepressants? Why? Because there's been a joy stealer in the house. You know, it's important to take back. Get your joy back. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Let's just, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to just absolutely put your hands on your head. I want you to think about all those things that have stolen your joy. And I want you to just pretend like you're taking them off of your head, off of your mind, and throwing them down. Throw them away. Everything that has weighted you down, you're going to get rid of it. I don't want you picking it up again. Throw it down. Release it in the Spirit. It is gone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want us to raise your hands. I want us to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Hey, exceedingly rejoice. Overflow with joy. Why? Because He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's the Ancient of Days. He is. He is, and He lives in you. My God, you've got a lot to rejoice in. The God Almighty lives in you. Hallelujah. He is in there. He's not somewhere else. He's in there. Rejoice. Rejoice. Take your joy back. Hallelujah. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I just bless these ladies right now. I bless them right now with a spirit of joy, with the spirit of laughter. Lord, even in the midst of all their troubles and their trials, when they leave this place and go home to their families, I pray, God, that a spirit of laughter would just overtake them. Lord, as they do laundry, as they wash dishes, oh, as they take care of their husbands, as they minister to their children, that a spirit of laughter would overtake them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. He is good all the time. All the time. Hallelujah. You can sit up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We've got a family in our church that, I don't know if they still do it or not, but I don't know, a couple years ago, their children were real small, and it took them like 25 minutes to drive to church. Well, during this time, they would spend this whole time laughing. And, I mean, just laugh. You don't have any. You know, if you start laughing, it sounds funny, so you're really going to end up laughing. You know? And that's what they did. Either the mom or the dad, they would just start, ha-ha. You know, ha-ha-ha. And it would just spread through the van. And they would laugh all the way to church. Y'all need to try that. Next time you go to the grocery store, I want you to laugh all the way there. Okay? I want you to laugh all the way there. Praise the Lord. You know, I wish I had a feather boa for everyone here. That I really, this is my favorite color. That I'm going to give it away. I'm going to give it away to my new sister. But I, picked on me. But we had had a death in our assembly, and it was like an unexpected thing, of a lady that was very, very dear to everybody. She, we called her the Candy Lady. She always brought everybody candy, especially if she liked you real well. You got the biggest bag, you know. But she was very special. She was about 54, I think, and but she was like a I don't know, 8-year-old or something, you know. But she was very special. But unexpectedly, we were gone on a trip, and we came home, got a phone call. Her sister said that she had passed away, and you talk about a blow. It just really hit us hard, and it hit the whole assembly just really hard. And so it was kind of put us in a spirit of depression type thing, you know, for a few services, and was really concerned about it. And we had a ladies' retreat coming up, and I was really dreading the ladies' retreat because of the situation. And so I was laying in bed one night, you know, just thinking about things, and I had this little crazy thought. And I thought, you know, it would be so funny if I could find somebody to dress up crazy, like a, you know, a crazy woman, and just, you know, be funny. You know, I laid there, and the Lord was just giving me things to say. And it was real, you know, I laid there and laughed, and you know, I thought, this would be so funny. I've got to find somebody to do this. And my brain was just working, and I even thought about Charlotte, and I thought, you know, I wonder if I get her to do it. Man, she would never do it. And so I thought of everybody in the assembly, and I just couldn't come up with nobody. And but I thought I could convince, and the Lord said quietly, "Well, why don't you?" And no. That is just not me. I am not bold enough for that. And, you know, I lead praise and worship at church, and I speak a little bit and sometimes, and, you know, and you know, I feel safe there. That was my comfort zone. And, but as the days went on, you know, it just got funnier and funnier. And I thought, you know, I can do this. I think I can do this. So I started looking for my attire. And, I have lost weight. I started out wearing this huge muumuu. You know what muumuu is?
Yeah.
I couldn't find one for a long time. But I've had a muumuu, and I don't even know what else I had on. But anyway, it came time, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to do this at church before ladies retreat for practice. And so it was Bible study night, Wednesday night, and... And my husband teaches for like one side of the tape, which is an hour and a half, and then we'll have a break, and then he'll teach the other side, you know. And I thought, well, at break time, I'm just going to run to the house with just four ways, and I'm going to get dressed up, and I'll come back. And so I took my two daughters with me, and they were the only ones that knew what was going on. They had helped me get my stuff together. So we snuck out while everybody was on break and kind of disappeared. Well, we come back, and I was so nervous. I was about sick. And I couldn't hardly sit in the van because I was so voluptuous. So I've really toned down. But anyway, been walking with the Lord. So, anyway, I told him, I said, y'all go on in, and I'm going to stand out here, and when Dale hushes, I'll come in, you know, because I didn't want to interrupt his teaching. Well, I thought he never would shut up. He just kept on and kept on, and finally I thought, well, this is stupid. I am going home. And, you know, how I thought I was having a hot flash because I just got hot all over, and I was just, it was fear. And so I stood there, and he just kept talking, and I just about talked myself out of it, you know, getting in the van and just leaving. And I thought, no, I'm going through with this if it kills me. And it was so funny. It was so funny. And see, the door to the church is, he's like standing here, and the door is right there. Good gracious, I'll always remember this. And he wouldn't hush, so I just went in. And of course, everybody seen me before he did. And nobody knew who I was except the two girls. He did not know who I was. And he turned around, and I bust in the door yelling something. I don't even know what I'm yelling. That was stupid. And carrying on, and I don't know, I dropped something, and, you know, making a big scene, and of course it stopped everything. And I could see him turn around and look at me, and his face got red. He's kind of a redhead, you know, so when he gets red, he gets red. And he still didn't know who I was. So I just take over. And I don't even remember what I said. But he made his way around the side away from me and went to the back and stood in the back. I told you men was intimidated by me. And he wasn't the only one that went back there. There was some others. just saying, I thought he was going to die because he recognized who it was. And he was just so embarrassed that his mother was looking like that and acting so stupid. She wasn't supposed to do that. But you know what? Through it all, we had a good laugh, and the spirit of laughter, the spirit of joy, broke the heaviness over our assembly. You know what? God will move in ways that we least expect it. I guarantee you, you never expected to see Sister Lucy at Lake Hamilton. I might have started a new trend. Well, Lord bless you. I hope that you have received something. And when you think about Sister Lucy, remember to laugh. Remember to laugh. You know, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. In the tough times, in the good times, let it be your strength. You know, our nation is facing some very serious things, and let's remember to pray for the nation. Let's remember that. But you know, even in the midst of all of that, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, when you leave here, you ain't going to be the same again. Lord bless you.
We love you,
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.